Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Today we had sketch note London. It was really fun. It's good to be in a room full of people who appreciate visual language. It was really cool. And after the session, I had a great catch up with Julia. We walked all the way from Barnabone back to Shoreditch because the weather was quite fantastic. It was really nice, relaxing walk. We talked about quarter life crisis, how life presents itself, even though there are moments we feel like we got the rest of our lives sorted. But truth is, it carries on and never stops. Even if you look at people like Oprah Winfrey, she continuously challenges herself with new projects. Well, people who are doing interesting things are quote unquote busy. It's not work, work. Work only feel like work when it's something you don't believe in. Obviously, it's still important to have control over your own time. Should you wish to, say, take a sabbatical, not do something, you should have that freedom and flexibility. and on a side note, I should definitely share this because, wow. So, Chinese Twitter is called Weibo, and today Weibo nearly crashed because one of the, I guess, high-profile celebrities, Lin Qilin, she's actually from Taiwan, already 44-year-old, she announced that she got married to a Japanese actor, singer. I guess this kind of news is enough to make Chinese Twitter literally collapse. Well, nearly. People couldn't log on for a while, and there was apparently over 20 million people reading the article at the same time. Isn't that crazy scale of things? But yeah, and in all of these like entertainment news aside, I think from what I know, Lin Qilin is pretty down to earth, gentle, kind soul, appreciate her. And the letter she wrote together with her announcement, handwritten letter, was quite touching. She talks about how she always believed in love, and it requires a bit of background information if you know Asian culture at all. Like, for a lady to be single at age 44, that's high profile. She faced a lot of pressure from all directions, but she did not get married for the sake of getting married, And love. She finally got lucky, and she also talks about, you find love the moment you get lucky, but then to keep it, that requires hard work, and she's doing that. But I wish her all the best. And did I share that? Part of the interesting topic we had with Julia was this idea for art projects. You wanna have the commitment, but at the same time you also wanna announce an end date, but you can review it, cause it's just like a book. You don't wanna go on forever. Have an end date. And so the project would feel like there's beginning, middle, and end, more of a climax story structure. Appreciate things more when it ends. Alright, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.